KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Tayshawn, for bringing us on the air. This is Jim Williams with you this afternoon. I'm with Elizabeth Montoya. She's a broker with Clear Solutions Insurance. Businesswoman, she provides health and life insurance and investment products. The number to Clear Solutions Insurance is 505-738-9585. She's joining us on the program, though, to talk about something really special. She's the founder of a new 501c3 charity called Seeds of Tomorrow, planting seeds for a brighter future. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, I'm always excited to hear how individuals are. They have a heart for service and taking care of other people. I kind of found out about you because I know some people that stay in various convalescent homes, and you delivered some flowers to caregivers at one of these homes. And I know you've also delivered flowers to people that are just residents, and you've just done all kinds of really cool things to encourage people. Tell us about your ministry, Seeds of Tomorrow.
Okay, so, well, when I was looking at the questions that you gave me, one of the things that came to mind is Psalm 139:13, and it says, and I hear the Lord tell me this, "For Elizabeth, I created your innermost being. Elizabeth, I knitted together you in your mother's womb." And so I feel like the Lord has baked compassion and service inside of me. And He opened up a door for me to be able to arrange flowers and deliver them to our metro area throughout our community. And so one day I was delivering flowers to a very low-income, very disabled elderly community. And I arranged probably about 20 flowers that day and delivered them, and later on received a phone call from a young lady. And she told me that 10 minutes before I knocked on her door, she had gathered all her medications and she was talking to the Lord, saying, "I am done with this disability. I'm done being so alone, Lord. I can't handle this pain anymore. I feel like you're not around. Please show me that you're still here." And she said 10 minutes later, I knocked on her door with flowers and with a prayer. I didn't know that I had touched her life to the point that she decided not to go through with taking all those pills. Mm-hmm. And that testimony just ignited me. It inspired me to continue to do those arrangements, you know, to keep putting prayer and getting those flowers and donating them all over the place. And so that's how, you know, that's how the Lord works. He just calls us to do, you know, difficult things, things that we would never think would change somebody's life.
We've had a couple of phone conversations in preparation for this interview. And one of the motivations I had in asking you to come on the show is because I think there's a lot of people that have your same heart.
Yes.
And so if somebody, as they're listening today, wants to maybe get involved and help you, because sounds like you're doing a lot with one or two people.
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, putting together flower arrangements for 20 people is pretty time consuming. Because I saw the pictures, very artistic, very beautiful, you know, not half baked at all. They're really, really beautiful.
Yes, I'm so grateful. Albuquerque Florist has provided us with a refrigerator, and now they donate flowers to us. It first started 4 years ago with Chick-fil-A giving us flowers from their throwaway flowers, and now it's just grown into this beautiful ministry. And so, yes, definitely people who have been called to serve in that capacity, to give prayer and encouragement through flowers, and also, you know, the Seeds of Tomorrow was, it was grown out of the flowers.
Yeah. Well, but Seeds of Tomorrow doesn't just do flower arrangements.
Correct.
You're encouraging not only elder care residents, but you're also encouraging caregivers.
Yes, caregivers, social workers with CYFD.
Okay, and we talked before the show. I mean, as soon as you say CYFD, the criticism that you see for that organization is off the chart. The news is not good, this and that. But you have a whole different perspective. Sure, we can all do things better, but you know the people. You know the social workers and what their heart is, and you try to encourage them.
Yes, yes. So I have got to know these social workers. These social workers are dealing with 50 kids. They have, you know, 50 or more children that they're serving and that they're mentoring. They get really, really close to these young adults and to these children. They're taking them to doctor's appointments, and they get emotionally and spiritually attacked daily. And so my thought was, come alongside them with encouragement and with help and resources. I saw a need for the children that have fostered out of the system. They need jobs. They need mentoring, discipleship. And so what Seeds of Tomorrow does is we get them an intern position and we mentor them closely, doing 10 hours a week and really giving them the hands-on job skills that they need. And it's been a remarkable experience for myself. I've learned so much. But also the social workers, though, they are dealing with children that they get emotionally attached to. And these kids can have terrible things happen to them. You know, I heard a story about this child that was bit by his stepfather from head to toe. And the CYFD social worker is seeing this, and they get emotionally drained and upset and spiritually attacked too, because they're seeing this little tiny creature that is being bit. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so us as a community, instead of coming and pointing fingers at them, you know, the social workers are telling me stories about how our community is, you know, flipping them off when they're in the state vehicle. And instead of going over and giving them flowers and yeah, trying to encourage them. And so when I talk to these individuals, I see hurt and pain for their children. I see a desire for them to want better for these kids. And so I feel like if our community can come up beside, you know, beside them and help them, they've made a request to me that they knew that I was coming on the radio. And they're like, Elizabeth, if you can let our community know that we need foster parents, there's not enough foster parents, and there's a great need for foster parents to help the disabled children, the ones that actually have kids that have are diabetic, or, you know, they're dyslexic, or, you know, have learning disabilities. They're needing foster parents to step up in our community for that.
I don't have the details of this, and I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I'm thinking we're going to talk about fostering connections, which you have a lot to do with kids that are aging out of the foster care system. And I don't think most people know about fostering connections in that program. So we'll talk about that maybe in our second segment. But as you're talking now, I'm thinking about people that might not really understand what being a foster parent is, because the state actually helps your family financially actually support a foster child if you're interested in investing your life in them. Do you know how that all works?
You know what? That I don't know how all that works. I would have to have a social worker.
Well, I know Clay and Michelle Schroff. Oh, yes. Clay's assistant pastor at Calvary. They have a lot to do with that. We've talked a little bit with Shelly Rep with the New Mexico Dream Center, who you told me you knew. And Shelly does a lot of work with CYFD. So there's a lot of people that are not really government officials that kind of feel as you do. They want to be a resource for the people in the huge caseload that each one of these social workers is faced with. So the community, and I'm sure you're getting lots of prayer. I want to emphasize again, people are going to get to know you, Elizabeth Montoya, and you, a lot of people have your same heart. And I was hopeful that people would want to call you and reach out to you and say, yeah, I'd like to help you. with Seeds of Tomorrow, or even getting involved as a foster parent indirectly, because you can put them in touch with the people. How do you want people to reach out to you?
If they could call my number at 505-738-9585, they can get a hold of me that way. That's probably the best way, is just to call me.
Okay. And there's other things coming. I know you have, you're planning a website. I think you own the domain name, Seeds of Tomorrow, Inc.
Correct.
.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't have that website quite up yet. Again, I'm just, it's my honor to have you here, because I know you've not just started, but you've kind of said, this thing is growing and God is putting it all together and I need to get more people to help me.
Right, exactly. So the Lord has anointed Seeds of Tomorrow. We've had one intern, and I would like to, can I give the testimony
Please.
About her? Okay. So this young lady came to me a year ago, and she was homeless. She was not working, and she wasn't going to school. And so 6 months ago, she became an intern with Seeds of Tomorrow. And today, she's getting her brokerage license to become a life insurance agent. But again, a year ago, she didn't have a home, and now she has an apartment. It's fully furnished. She wasn't getting her GED. She graduated now with honors with her HISET. She is currently, like I said, she's working to become a broker, and she's learned how to answer calls in the office. She's learned how to do mail outs. She's learned how to do the client resource platform for the business. And so, you know, when I first got her, though, it was, you know, mentoring and teaching her how to dress for an office environment, how to do mail outs. You know, it's a fun experience. And another great thing, a praise report, is that she decided to get baptized. And she comes with me to service every Sunday. And so she's being taught the word, and she's on fire. And she also brings in her friends, her peers that are in foster care. So it just ignites so many different people in so many different ways.
It's interesting that a person that, it sounds like to me, you're trying to help people see themselves as God sees them.
Exactly.
Because Gus has great things that he can do with all of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're with Elizabeth Montoya. She is the founder of Seeds of Tomorrow, planting seeds for a brighter future. She'll be with us till 2 o'clock, so I hope you'll continue to listen. And if you have a heart for some of the things that she's doing, maybe you can come alongside and help her out. We'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages. Jim Williams with you on this beautiful Monday, a little bit now after 1 o'clock, about 15, 16 after. I'm here with Elizabeth Montoya. She's the founder of Seeds of Tomorrow, planting seeds for a brighter future. She is a local insurance broker, Clear Solutions Insurance. She provides health and life insurance and investment products. The number is 505-738-9585. I'm sure you're really good at insurance, but we're really here to talk about Seeds of Tomorrow. But that number, I want to give a number out for Seeds of Tomorrow. That is 505-400-0765.
Yes, that's Seeds of Tomorrow's
number. And people can get a hold of you, and you have a list of things that you need help with. Tell us what those are.
Okay, so with the flower ministry with Seeds of Tomorrow, it would be great to have somebody who would be willing to deliver the flowers to different places like UNM Cancer Center and to, you know, to nursing homes and to hospice places. There's a great need all over the metro area. So they would be able to decide where there's a need and take the flowers. It would be helpful too with somebody who has creativity and the ability to arrange the flowers. There's a place for them. There's the flowers. There's a refrigerator. And just that creativity, that heart to give to.
Okay, now trust me. You would have to audition me because I have zero artistic ability. And you would look at my arrangements and go, Jim, could you just be the delivery guy?
Well, sometimes. And you know what? That there, you would be amazed on how many people think they can't arrange. And then they get those flowers and they do some beautiful work. I've had six beautiful women that came to my apartment and we would do arrangements together and we would take them to, we actually took them to UNM Children's Hospital. And those kids were so excited to get each arrangement was so uniquely designed. And then the each arrangement, we always put prayer and we pray over the flowers, right, before we give them out. And so even the prayer, like number one is prayer. And I should have started off with that, really, because I believe in prayer and I believe in the power of God listening to us. He doesn't just hear us. He really answers prayers. And so the people that do arrange the flowers, it's fun to see the reaction when they receive testimonies or when they see that smiling face when they hand out those flowers. It's just really inspiring.
So people that might be interested in doing arrangements, delivering flowers, do the people that deliver kind of develop a relationship with the leadership, say, at a certain place and have an opportunity to talk with them as well? Like if you go to down to UNMH and the cancer ward and you're delivering flowers to try to encourage patients, do you get a chance to talk to nurses and doctors?
Yes,
and stuff?
Yes. So we get to talk to the nurses, to the staff, and sometimes we bless the nurses and not just the children at the cancer center. The caregivers, I have developed really close relationships with caregivers at Good Samaritan, with the caseworkers at Good Samaritan, because they're hands-on dealing with our disabled and elderly community, and they do need encouragement. A lot of these caregivers are taking care of their elderly parents or their spouses or their children, and it can be taxing on a person's emotions and spiritual needs, you know. So the encouragement that the prayer gives and the flowers give, I think, are a great way to give back to our community. And if somebody has a heart for that, great.
And people may not realize that you don't have to have a medical degree necessarily to be a caregiver. And there might be some job opportunities, not with your organization, but some of these organizations you work with.
Yes, there's such a big need for caregivers in the metro area. The places that I work with, like WeCare and Good Samaritan, there's St. Anthony's, there's so many people out there who need caregivers that are on the community-based waiver, and they don't have caregivers. They have hours, but they don't have any caregivers that work, that they don't have enough of them. So,
you know, you mentioned the community-based waiver. That's something you kind of learned being in the insurance business, right?
Yes.
Tell people about what that is.
Okay. So I'm going to give you an idea of what I walked through. So the Lord, he's funny because we go into a fire and then he teaches us things in that fire. In 2021.
So literally trial by fire.
Exactly.
I love
that, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So in 2021, my best friend was diagnosed with a terminal illness and he only was given a year left to live, and he needed 24/7 care. And so I went to go live with him, and we were both living on Social Security, his Social Security. There was no way I could get a job because I was taking care of him 24/7. So I was introduced to the Aging and Disability Resource Center, which offers the community-based waiver. I also was introduced to every single MCO in the state. So MCOs are like the turquoise care, Medicaid.
Okay.
And I learned all the bells and whistles with the Medicaid, the different things that they offer. And then I learned about Medicare Advantage dual special needs plans and the coordination of care through those plans and what they offer for the disabled and people who are on the community-based waiver or on full Medicaid. And so the community-based waiver, what it does is it offers caregiving service or long-term care to the individual, and they receive hours. And so the example I gave you, I received 40 hours of caregiving services for my friends and 365 respite hours. So that when I left to go get groceries and go pick up his prescriptions or anything that he needed, I had respite care. Somebody came in and watched him for me. In addition to that, my friend could not get into the bathtub because he was confined to a wheelchair. And so we couldn't get him over that lip, over the tub. Mm. So the community-based waiver offered a marble shower where I could roll him into the shower, which was really, really convenient. And it helped with his dignity because now I could roll him into the shower and give him a shower and, you know, put him back to bed. So it's something that's offered, and I don't think a lot of people know about it. And so now I've got to offer quite a few people that community-based waiver through my insurance company. You know, I take them in and I really show them the ropes. I've gotten so many people that shower, that marble shower that is, you know, so needed for their elderly parent or disabled child.
As Elizabeth Montoya is sharing all of this cool stuff, you can reach her at Seeds of Tomorrow, 505-400-0765. They're a 501c3 nonprofit. That documentation is all done fairly recently. Her website, which is going to be Seeds of Tomorrow, Inc.com, isn't quite up yet, but you can call Elizabeth and find out more details. So In a one-hour program, we obviously can't get all of the details of this. So if you're driving in your car, don't write this down while we're driving. We'll keep giving you a way to, give the website, give the phone number for you to contact Elizabeth. But if you've heard things that might help you, even if you're a caregiver for a loved one, I shared with you, Elizabeth, that I took care of my parents. I have three younger sisters, and two of us, one of my sisters lives in California, so she did what she could. My youngest sister and I did most of the caregiving, and that was actually a very special time, but it was also pretty exhausting. People don't realize what that takes out of you, do they?
Mm-mm, they don't. It's exhausting to see your loved one, you know, they can't use the bathroom on their own anymore. Sometimes we have to turn them in their bed. And at end of life, we even have to give them the medication to keep them from choking on their own spit. I mean, that's really hardcore, but it's the truth. And it can be so emotionally draining and physically draining. You know, it's hard to move a 200-pound individual from the bed to a wheelchair and then into a bathtub. So it can be really difficult. And, you know, prayer for the caregivers too in our community, I think, is so needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Elizabeth Montoya is going to be with us up until 2 o'clock. We're going to take a break, say thank you to our sponsors. I'm really glad you're here finding out a lot of this. We're going to find out right in our next segment what happens to someone in foster care when they age out, which I think is 18. Or 19.
Correct, 18.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Elizabeth Montoya, the founder of Seeds of Tomorrow, planting seeds for a brighter future. She's already talked about a bunch of things her 501c3 ministry is doing, including encouraging CYFD social workers, including helping caregivers in various convalescent, senior, elder care facilities. You're doing a lot of things to encourage people, just period. So you're encouraging us by being here.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm happy.
Talk to us about what happens to a young person when they age out of foster care. I don't know even the faintest what happens there.
So what I've experienced, and this is just with the kids that have come to me with Seeds of Tomorrow. So when they turn 18 and they foster out of the system, they go to something called Fostering Connections. Fostering Connections, they have to meet criteria. they have to be going to school or be getting, you know, working. And the social workers help them. They continue to help them get their GED or their HISET or stay in high school. They also help them get on Medicaid. They help them get on SNAP benefits. They also help them obtain work. They help them obtain an apartment. They have grant money and nonprofits that assist them in getting...
Okay, but let's back up for a second.
Sorry.
No, I love that list and I want you to keep going through it. But I'm thinking about an 18-year-old.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but when I was 18, if you gave me money to eat, I was buying Kit Kat bars and Milky Ways.
Right,
exactly. I wasn't buying good food, right? So that's a lot of responsibility to put on an 18-year-old.
Yes, it is. You're right. That's exactly where Seeds of Tomorrow comes in mentoring the children and where the social workers come in. But how can they mentor 50 children, you know, in addition to be taking these children to dental appointments and psych appointments and...
Can you have people through Seeds of Tomorrow help with this?
Yes. Yes, I can. If they're interested and they have a heart to help children, obviously we would vet them and I'm sure there would be a background check. But definitely I would love to have somebody have that heart and call me and, you know, with because there's so many of them. There's so many kids that need help.
If you have an interest as you're listening... And be safe wherever you are. If you're in your car, don't write this down. Wait till you get home. I'll give it again before Elizabeth leaves at 2 o'clock. 505-400-0765. That's 505-400-0765. That's the phone number to Seeds of Tomorrow, planting seeds for a brighter future. A lot of things that you're doing. So if somebody wants to volunteer, are you going to be the boss of them and tell them everything they need to do? Or is there some... Hey, I feel God calling me to do this, and there's some flexibility.
Oh, there's definitely flexibility. I don't want to be anybody's boss. I want people to be directed by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I believe that the Lord bakes into us different gifts, spiritual gifts. And so if you have a spiritual gift of teaching these children how to cook, so, for example, I don't know how to cook. I wouldn't even know how to begin to even direct these children on how to get a recipe out and, purchase the right ingredients for whatever they're making. I have a young volunteer who has decided to teach them how to paint. And so we get together at my conference room and we paint together with the kids. And it's a way to get them out of the homeless shelters that they're in, because most of these children and young adults are in shelters like Casa Hermosa and Amistad, or they go to the drop-in centers. And I've recognized that these young adults need to get out of these shelters. They are playing with games all day long and they get depressed because they're isolating and they're not getting out of the shelters. Or if they get an apartment, they're staying all day in their apartment instead of getting out because they feel socially awkward. So Seeds of Tomorrow can come alongside them and help them to, you know, to come out, go to service with us, go and go to a painting class, go to martial arts class, go and do flowers. A lot of the children have gone to Albuquerque Florists and arranged flowers with me, and they've delivered flowers with me, and they get ignited. They get inspired because they see the need in our community with the disabled and elderly.
You have some young people that you take through internships that come and do internships, and they're actually conducting some of this work. You have one that is actually becoming an insurance agent and having a career and those kind of things. So there's not like an age thing that you're looking for. You could probably use retired people, men and women. You could use high school students, or I don't know, they have to be a certain age to help?
Well, I would prefer 18 and
okay.
over.
Okay.
But yeah, the retired community, it's amazing on how much love and wisdom they have to offer these kids. They really do. They have so much wisdom, so much life that they can really mentor these children and direct them.
So Fostering Connections is actually a program of Children, Youth, and Families Department.
Correct.
And they have a way to take an 18-year-old who is now aged out of the foster care system. And I'm just basically a foster parent agrees to raise a child, take care of the child, meet all its needs. The state actually provides you some supplemental income to be able to do that. But once they're 18, that opportunity is kind of over. And now you're kind of on your own as an 18-year-old, which makes me really nervous. But you're still continuing to mentor them and help them and meeting with them. I can't imagine how many of those kids there are. So you really need some assistance from people that want to volunteer.
Yes, I do. I do. I really do need assistance. Well, Fostering Connections needs people to come up and help and mentor these kids. I get calls constantly from the social workers on different needs. An example would be there was a young lady who she's 22 years old and she has a 3-year-old son. She's 3 months, 3 months pregnant, and she found out that she has leukemia. And she's from Gallup, so she's at UNMH, and she needed, this is a weird request, but they needed food cards for her boyfriend so that he could have a place to go eat while he was, you know, with her while she's getting chemotherapy. Now, she's been released from UNMH, and she's driving back and forth from Gallup to Albuquerque now to get her chemo done. But the boyfriend needs a job, you know, and so.
And it sounds like he wants to participate and he's being a good support.
Yes, he is. And he's her only support system because, again, she's fostered out of the system. She doesn't have a mom and dad that she can lean on. And she has a 3-year-old son who she's really concerned about and having to provide for. Who, you know, she's trying to keep that young man out of the foster care system while she's going through chemotherapy. And so my heart goes out to her. And she's such a strong individual, but she does need prayer and she does need somebody to, you know, to come alongside her by helping maybe her boyfriend get a job, offering food cards. And when I say food cards, like McDonald's gift cards is what I've been giving this young lady.
Mm. Well, I think there's ways to be creative with all of that.
Yes.
And that's what I like about what you're doing. I when I initially talked with you and you shared a lot of this with me, there's not necessarily a specific best way. You're simply trying to meet the needs of people and love them the way God has called us to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I can't help but say it's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science.
But it is hard work.
It is hard work. But it's the testimonies and the smiles and the love that you get back is worth it.
And what kind of outcomes have you seen? You shared one great story with us, the young lady that's been an internship. She's about to be a licensed insurance agent, has an apartment and things. Do you have other stories like that you could share with us?
Well, she's my only intern with Seeds of Tomorrow so far. But recently, a young lady came to me and asked for a position. Like, she needed a job, but not through an internship. So Seeds of Tomorrow has connection for these children so that they can get jobs without having to sit in an interview. They have social anxiety. So I've had companies and small businesses agree to take the children in for job positions that they don't have to interview for. And so she was able to become a caregiver, and she actually started today. So I'm super excited for her. And so there's just, you know, different opportunities like that too. It would be great if there were small businesses out there that felt called to maybe help a young adult, achieve, you know, job skills in that area, you know, in a one-on-one setting.
I can't help but go back to seniors. I'm a grandpa, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. And I remember all the things I did with my kids, and especially married couples. I think you can really speak into the lives of young people and, for lack of a better word, not necessarily adopt the person, but just mentor them and walk through life with them. And pretty soon you're going to see them leave the nest and be on their own.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you feel like that's really a possibility? This is not creating dependence. This is actually being used of God to create independence in a person so God can take them on their own.
Right, exactly. So I believe that there are seeds of greatness out there. Mm. We just have to water them. And that's what I did with my intern, is I just watered her. She had seeds of greatness already, you know, in her. You know, God had already baked goodness and compassion and the desire to help others by becoming a broker. And so we just come alongside these young adults and just help them to see their potential.
Yeah. I remember talking with Shelley Rep, one of your friends with the New Mexico Dream Center. And I was kind of, maybe I had the wrong perspective in that I was talking about how does the ministry actually share faith in Christ? And Shelley kind of put me in my place. She said, Jim, when you have nothing to eat, you aren't going to listen to anything about the gospel. Somebody needs to meet your hunger, your physical hunger, and then you're going to have an opportunity to share your faith. And I've never forgotten that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really giving people vision and hope and making sure they have a place to live and have food to eat. And then the rest of it kind of takes care of itself.
Right. Exactly. What words of wisdom really Shelley shared with you. That's awesome. So it slowly developed with me and my intern. It really did. It slowly developed where she had a fire and a desire to come with me to church and to know scripture. She says that she likes to be around me because we're in the car and I'm talking about Jesus. And she says, I've never knew anybody to just start talking to God in the car like this. And she goes, you know, and so by example, she saw me talking to the Lord while I'm in the car, singing to him, and then got curiosity in her bones and decided, hey, who is this God that you're talking about? I want to know about him. And so it developed until not just mentorship, I believe it's discipleship. And that's what we're called to do, is to disciple the next generation. We need to let them know about the gospel and about Jesus. And so this is such a great opportunity. I feel like if you have a heart to discipleship, then what a great open door with Seeds of Tomorrow and the Fostering Connections children.
I always get a kick out of sometimes the simplicity of the Bible. Romans 12:8 says, if your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If it's giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're doing that, Elizabeth. We appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth's going to be with us until 2 o'clock. I hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. She has lots more to share with us. When we come back, I might have you go over a list of things again that you feel like people might want to get involved with Seeds of Tomorrow and help. You also have a lot of things that they might want to get involved with CYFD and some of the other caregiving facilities. So Elizabeth Montoya will be back with us. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Elizabeth Montoya is a local insurance broker with Clear Solutions Insurance, providing health and life insurance and investment products. Their phone number is 505-738-9585. She's on the air with us today, though, talking about a new charity that she's founded called Seeds of Tomorrow, planting seeds for a better future. They have a website that's not quite up yet. It's called seedsoftomorrowinc.com. That'll be up shortly. I'm actually saying that because I'm putting pressure on her.
I know. I'm going to be putting pressure on the young lady that's helping me.
Well, you know, growing something and starting off, but even before you've got the website and everything, I've heard amazing testimonies from people talking about the work that you've done. And I think a lot of people are encouraged, which is why I wanted to ask you to come on. Give us that list again about how can people come alongside you and help you?
So what would be amazing and such a big, big blessing is if you're a small business and you're interested in an internship with one of these young adults and mentoring them, I would love for them to call me and tell me about their small business and give me, you know, their phone number, an idea of how much time they have available, because it does take a lot of time and a lot of effort and compassion and patience when you're going to be mentoring one of these young adults. So that would be amazing. That's number one. Also, I don't have very much funding because we're such a baby, but funding too. And unfortunately, because my website is not up, I don't have a donation button yet, but give me a call, and I can send you over, you know, a link to do a donation, or you can meet up with me directly. And the website, I would love somebody to come alongside if they are tech savvy, because I am not tech savvy. I would love somebody to help me with the website. There are so many different things. The board of directors, you know, I have a couple of people on my board, but I'm wanting to have board of directors that are used to a nonprofit, because I'm so new. I really am very unfamiliar with how a board meeting looks like there. So there's so many different things. So that's a way somebody could come up alongside Seeds of Tomorrow. Well, like I said, we're a baby.
Here's what I've learned about you today. You're serving all of in these different ways. So that means you're working about 26 hours a day.
Yep.
Do you sleep?
Correct. A lot of people tell me that. So yeah, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you go at it. It's a good thing the Lord puts that fire in me. And I late in the evening, I always have something that's going on. So
yeah. So maybe college students, young couples, people that might be retired.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Young people, retired people. It would be great if somebody was willing to pick up some of these young adults at the safe houses. This weekend, I ran into a problem where I couldn't pick up six of the young ladies, and I didn't have anyone to fall back on. So they missed out on service this weekend because I had a family emergency. And that's upsetting because I didn't have the volunteers to say, hey, go pick up these young adults. They really want to hear service, and they're hungry for the word.
I should mention, I know you go to Calvary Church.
Yes, I do.
But this doesn't have to be a Calvary thing.
No.
Like if you're at some other church, just pick people up and take them with you and enjoy them and mentor them and encourage them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wanted to qualify that because this is not tied to any one church. Obviously, you have a perspective to share your faith in Christ as you work, and you'd like other people that join you to have that same
desire heart. And fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inspiration.
That's fantastic. You've also done some work working with your church. Calvary runs Love Day events, which I served at out in the line of cars, passing out food and those kind of things. But you do some really unique things for Love Day. Tell us about that.
Oh, okay. So Love Day, what a beautiful, wonderful thing that Calvary does. What's coming up is the Thanksgiving pickup party. Mm-hmm. And they allow me, and I am so grateful and thankful that I get to serve in this capacity, to bring the Marketplace, which is an insurance, it's Affordable Care Act, carriers over to the Thanksgiving pickup party, along with the Medicaid MCOs. And when their MCO means Managed Care Organization. So like Blue Cross, Blue Shield will be there, hopefully, Presbyterian, United Healthcare, and Molina. Those are our four turquoise care providers in the state of New Mexico. And those providers will have a table and they can explain the different things that they offer. I'm going to give you an example. For 2025, Molina offers $1,000 for rental assistance. Obviously, you have to qualify for it and you would have to have a
These are all income-based.
These are all income-based, and that's through the Medicaid Turquoise Care MCOs. So I'm hoping to have them at the Thanksgiving pickup party. I'm also hoping to have all the dual special needs plans, Medicare Advantage plans, carriers there as well. So anybody who is on or original Medicare or on Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplement plans, their carriers will be available so they can ask them questions. Also, I would like to have different doctors there too that are underneath the plan within the networks. So that's how I am able to serve for the Thanksgiving pickup party. I get to bring these people in so that they can educate our community about the services that they have. A lot of these people, a lot of our community, you'd be surprised, don't know what kind of Medicaid they have and the different services that each MCO offers and each Medicare Advantage dual special needs plan. There's different services those plans offer, like groceries, utility benefits, just a bunch of bells and whistles that I think it's so important that our community be educated on.
Yeah, and the Thanksgiving pickup party, you don't have to fill out any forms. You don't have to qualify in a certain way. If you'd like a nice Thanksgiving meal for your family, you can come and pick up that food. It's frozen for you to easily heat up and treat your family. And then, you have medical providers and other people that are going to be helping and looking at people. And I know that it's just amazing. I mean, we're not just, they're passing out fresh food. They're passing out non-perishable food, doing all kinds of really cool things for people. And again, it's, you don't have to qualify. You just have to come by the church and at 4001 Osuna and it'll be here for you.
Yes. Awesome. And they also offer haircuts. Mm. There's dental, a dentist that has come out and helped do root canals on site.
Oh.
There's a vision doctor that has offered glasses. There's care vans that can check your blood pressure. And so it's just a huge event. They also offer shoes to youth. It's huge. It's such a beautiful blessing to our community.
When we did Love Day, which was earlier in June, we were out giving boxes of food, which included drinks and other kinds of things, like teas and other kinds of things that we felt were pretty healthy. And we'd fill up people's cars. Sometimes three families would come in like one car and we'd make sure everybody had food. But a lot of them didn't know that you could go into Tingley Coliseum and get some of these medical services and stuff. And we'd mention, hey, just pull out of here and park at the parking lot. It was kind of in the middle of the racetrack at the state fairgrounds. And you just had to walk down the tunnel and go in Tingley Coliseum. I had people that purposely came back to our line and said, oh, my son needed to tell you that he got the coolest shoes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And because there were shoes left over because of that event, some of the young adults with Fostering Connections received shoes, and they were so excited. You mentioned Shelly. So she also has a safe house. Mm-hmm. And one of her young adults was needing shoes, and I was able to provide shoes because of Love Day. And it was so amazing to see how excited she was to receive those shoes. Not just her, but there were two other young girls. They were like, oh, you got me blue shoes. And they were excited about it.
How is your faith encouraged when you talk to people like that are helped?
Wow. Well, yeah. I guess I get inspired to see a change in a young adult's life. I always ask myself this. Today, in 5 years, is this going to make a difference? Like what I'm doing today, is this going to really make a difference in 5 years? And Seeds of Tomorrow, mentoring those children, I can honestly say, yes, you know what? Mentoring this kid is going to make a difference, you know, and helping this child learn job skills. It's just encouraging this child to get their GED or their HISET. Yes, it's going to make a difference 5 years from now. So that's something that really inspires and encourages my faith.
I think it's really good that you've pointed out today that everything going on at CYFD is not negative. There's a lot of really dedicated people. So appreciate you pointing that out to us today.
Oh, of course. And these social workers have such, you know, they have such big hearts. They really do. They have big hearts for their young adults and their youth that they're serving.
Yeah.
They get tired too. They need prayer. They need encouragement as well.
Amen. Elizabeth, thanks for sharing with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Jim, so much for having me. Yep.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.